This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله العظيم Respected scholars, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. Upon one occasion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam climbed on the minbar and he addressed the Sahaba and he said, "Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun? What is it that is heading towards you and what is it that you are heading towards?" So the Sahaba started looking. Again he repeated, "Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun? What is it that you are heading towards and what is coming towards you?" Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who stood up and said to him that, "O Prophet of Allah, is there wahi being revealed on you? Is there revelation taking place?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam repeated, "Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun? What is it that is heading towards you and what is it that you are heading towards?" And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "It is the month of Ramadan that is heading towards you and it is the month of Ramadan towards which you are heading." So from this hadith, we can understand the importance and the significance that the month of Ramadan holds. And subhanAllah, through the month of Ramadan, this ummah has achieved so many lessons. Inshallah, I will go through certain incidents from the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to extract lessons from those incidents. For example, you know, we don't give importance to suhoor. We don't give importance, especially the young generation. They want to stay awake till 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Suhoor, they want to skip. But look at how much importance Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to suhoor. Upon one occasion, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hadrat Irbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hadrat Miqdad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hadrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu were having suhoor. Can you hear my voice clearly or it is too loud? It's clear? Alright, so they were having suhoor. As they were having suhoor, some goat meat came. So Hadrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the muazzin who used to give adhan. So he was walking by. So Hadrat Bilal said to them that the time of suhoor is about to end. Can you people stop eating? They kept eating. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they kept eating. Hadrat Bilal went. Then he came back. He said, "Wallahi laqad asbahta, O Prophet of Allah. It is morning. You are still eating." So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped eating. And then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hadrat Bilal that, "O Bilal, if you didn't take a qasam on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the time of suhoor was going to prolong. But just because you took a qasam of Allah, Allah Ta'ala loves you so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the situation into reality. The time of suhoor ended." That was the status of Hadrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they are such friends of Allah. When they say something, Allah Ta'ala loves them so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes their statements and their words into reality. For example, upon one occasion, Hadrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was cooking some meat, goat meat in a big pot. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was passing by. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "O Abu Ubaidah, give me the front part, the front legs, the front part of the goat meat." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved the front part of the goat, the legs. So, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also loved milk. He used to drink a lot of milk. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved sweet. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved ajwa dates. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved fresh roti, fresh bread, not stale, fresh bread. Whenever he found a fresh bread, he ate. If it wasn't fresh, he never used to complain, but he used to avoid it. The only occasion when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate a stale roti, a stale bread, was on the conquest of Makkah. Other than that, he always ate fresh roti, fresh bread. So you people should go home and tell your wives that it was a sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat fresh food, right? But if your wife is clever, she is going to tell you that it was also a sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to not complain about food. Whatever he found, he used to eat it. But make sure when you pray, and but we have to understand, brothers, you know, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, our mothers and sisters, they do so much for us. Honestly speaking, they wake up for suhoor, they prepare food for us. At the time of iftari, they prepare food for us. So we should appreciate their efforts, isn't it? We should go and praise them, even if it is not good. Sometimes you should praise. Alhamdulillah, the food was tasty. But make sure the food is from your house. Like this man, upon one occasion, he heard a bayan like this, that praise the food of your wife. So he went home, and there was food there. So mashallah, he ate the food, and he praised it, that the food was amazing today. The wife said, what? Since 20 years I have been cooking for you, you never praised my food. Today the food has come from the neighbors, and you are praising the food. So make sure when you praise the food, it is from your house. Nevertheless, I was talking about Hadrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and him cooking the goat meat. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked for the front part. When Hadrat Abu Ubaidah heard that, he gave him one piece. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ate it and he kept it on the side. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, give me another one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ate it, he kept it on the side. Then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, give me another one. So Hazrat Abu Ubaidah said that, O Prophet of Allah, a goat only has two front parts. There are no three, four and five front parts. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that, O Abu Ubaidah, if you didn't interrupt and if you kept giving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to provide for me. So some friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are such that when they say something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes into reality. So before we mess up with someone, we should be very careful who we are dealing with. Especially if it is a friend of Allah, we should be very careful. So I was saying that there are certain incidents. The first incident was about suhoor. Look at this another incident, subhanallah. Fasting has been made so easy for this ummah, so easy. We don't have to fast for the whole day, break the fast and start another fast. Did you know that the ummah before us had to fast, break the fast and start the fast immediately, straight away? Initially, even in our Sharia, that was the same thing. We used to fast, break our fast, then the moment a person goes to sleep, the fast has started. There was nothing like suhoor. That was the initial command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But upon one occasion by the sahabi by the name of Hadrat Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a farmer, he came from work. He told the wife to prepare something for iftar. The wife said, there is nothing to eat. Let me go and find something. So as he was waiting for his iftari, he went to sleep. Now according to that initial Sharia command, his second fast has started. He woke up. The wife came shouting, you have started another fast of yours and you didn't even break your first fast. The next afternoon in Zuhar Salah, Hadrat Qais radiallahu ta'ala who fainted because of hunger. He couldn't take the hunger and he fainted. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the people that what was the reason, and the people told him that he didn't break his fast yesterday. So that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the cry of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and gave us the gift of suhoor. That is how suhoor came into Sharia. Or else before that, the ummah before us, there was nothing like suhoor. Another sahabi came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he said that, O Prophet of Allah, whilst fasting, I ended up having body contact with my wife. When a person is fasting, there are certain things he's supposed to avoid, right? And one of them is to not have body contact with your wife. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at him and then he smiled. And then he said to him, okay, you will have to expiate. You will have to pay a kafara. And the kafara is go free a slave. So that sahabi said that, O Prophet of Allah, I don't have enough money to free a slave. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, okay, go feed 60 people. He said, I don't even have money for that to go and feed 60 people. He said, okay, go fast for 60 days. He said, I fasted for one day and I ended up making this mistake. What if I have to fast for 60 days? What will happen to me? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, okay, wait here. Another sahabi came with 60 dates. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam called this first sahabi and he told him that take these 60 dates and go and give it to the poor people. That is your expiation. So that Sahabi tells the Prophet of Allah, that, O Prophet of Allah, I do not know of anyone in this community who is more deserving of these dates than myself. Let me pay my expiation to myself. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed and he said that, okay, it is only it is only allowed in your case. You can have these dates. So subhanallah, look at this incident. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the command through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the month of Ramadan, during the day, a person has to avoid from certain things, but at night, everything that is halal for him in a normal day is halal in the month of Ramadan. At night, it is halal for him. So respected elders and friends, these incidents are teaching us one thing, that this month is a significant month. This month is a blessed month, and we should benefit the most from this month. We should try and benefit the most. Let it not happen that the people who were there with us in the previous Ramadan, they are not with us anymore. Let us not be from those people that next year we are from the same people and we haven't benefited from this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Respected elders and friends, another important aspect which we are supposed to look at in the month of Ramadan is the aspect of Taraweeh. Alhamdulillah, this gift of Taraweeh, performing extra prayers at night after Isha Salah, was not given to any ummah before us. It is only this ummah which has been given the gift of Taraweeh. It comes in narrations that in the month of Ramadan, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam used to come and he used to read out his Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to stand up and then he used to read out his Quran to Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam. It is a great sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I said this, the message which I am about to give, I gave the same message last week in Lusaka in one of the masjid, that we can't be from that generation where something wrong is taking place and there is no one to guide with sympathy, love and kindness. I don't know how is the situation here, but sometimes in some of the masjids in Lusaka, you see youngsters at the age of 12, 13, moving in the yard at the time of Taraweeh and having a nice chill and smoking, mashallah. And there is no one to say anything to them. I am repeating with love and kindness that, oh my son, let us go, let us perform salah. Oh my son, come, let me buy ice cream for you. Let's have ice cream. From ice cream, let's go for our Taraweeh Salah. So this is one of the greatest sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Ramadan, which we shouldn't abandon. Another important aspect which we have to look at in the month of Ramadan is the aspect of Quran. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The way the month of Ramadan is defined in Quran is through Quran. Allah Ta'ala didn't say that the month of Ramadan is that month in which you have to fast. No. At first he said that the month of Ramadan is that month in which you have to pray Quran. And then he talks about fasting. And how difficult is it for us to finish one Quran in the whole month of Ramadan? Imam Shafi used to finish 60 Quran in the month of Ramadan. Imam Abu Hanifa used to finish 50 Quran in Ramadan. Let us be practical. We are not saying we have to be like Imam Shafi and Imam Abu Hanifa. Those people had blessings in their time. We don't have those same blessings. But one simple thing that we can do is to finish 5 pages of Quran after every salah. Only 5 pages. And you will see at the time of Isha, one sipara is completed. If it is a 13 lines Quran, you might have to read 7 pages. If it is a 15 lines Quran, you might have to read 5 pages after every salah. In one day, you are going to finish one sipara. So do we all make that intention that we are going to finish at least one Quran in the month of Ramadan? Inshallah. Now, one last important aspect for which I almost left 7 minutes. Yeah, I left 7 minutes. And the reason why I left 7 minutes for it is because through this aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spread Islam a lot. It is a kind of da'wah. Can anyone guess what is that aspect which we have to look at in the month of Ramadan? Anyone? No one. Let me guide you. The aspect of giving out in the month of Ramadan, of giving charity. The aspect, firstly, we have to give out our zakat, our mandatory charity. Secondly, a general donation, a general giving in the path of Allah, giving to the people in need, taking care of orphans, taking care of widows. We should do it a lot in the month of Ramadan, because that was the practice of the pious predecessors. In the month of Ramadan, they used to do certain things a lot, and one of them was giving, feeding people. That is why when you go for Umrah, you will see, that there is one sheikh coming here and he's telling you, no, you have to sit on my dastarkhan. Another sheikh will come, no, you have to sit on my dastarkhan. And they'll even fight with each other. You know, this person has to sit on my dastarkhan because of generosity. Generosity was one of the greatest sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at this. Have you heard of this man by the name of Hatim Tai? This man came before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was so generous that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised this man for his generosity. When the people of Arab used to read out poems, in their poems, when they used to talk about generosity, they used to give the example of Hatim Tai. So Hatim Tai was once asked that, oh Hatim, have you seen someone in your life who's more generous than you, who gives more than you? So Hatim Tai said that I met one person who was more generous than me. Subhanallah, the people of Arab used to give example of Hatim Tai, and Hatim Tai is saying that I met someone who was more generous than me. Who was that man? Upon one occasion, Hatim Tai was traveling with few of his friends. And on his journey, he stopped at the house of one villager. So the villager went outside, he cut a goat, and he came with the maghaz, this part of the goat, and he presented in front of the visitors. Everyone ate, and Hatim Tai, just out of praise, said that it is very tasty. So this man, this villager, went outside again. He cut another goat, he presented the maghaz. Third goat, fourth, fifth, he cut 10 goats, and he presented the maghaz of all the 10 goats in front of Hatim Tai. That my visitor liked it, so let me present it in front of him. So that man was more generous than me. So this questioner told Hatim that, oh Hatim, that is just 10 goats. He only gave you 10 goats. What did you give him in return? So Hatim Tai replied that I gave him 100 camels as a gift in return. So this questioner said that, oh Hatim, this means that you are more generous because that man only gave you 10 goats. He cut 10 goats for you and you gave him 100 camels. So Hatim Tai said, no. He gave me everything of what he had, and I gave him little of what I had. So he is more generous than me. Now this was the story of Hatim. Now let us come at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, few captives are presented in front of Prophet Muhammad. And amongst the captive, there is one lady. She stands up and she says that, O Prophet of Allah, treat me with dignity and honor. Treat me with respect. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to her that you are a captive and you are commanding me like that. Who are you? She says that I am the daughter of Hatim Tai. My father was a generous man. He used to assist a lot of people. I am the daughter of that Hatim Tai. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, indeed, your father was a generous man. Oh, daughter of Hatim Tai, go, I am forgiving you because of the generosity of your father. So this was the daughter of Hatim Tai, obviously, like father, like daughter. She said that, O Prophet of Allah, you have forgiven me, but what about my people? What about my people? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, indeed, you are the daughter of Hatim Tai. I forgave you because of the generosity of your father. Go, I am forgiving your people because of your generosity. Then she went with her people to Adi bin Hatim, her brother, and who was running away from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was not ready to accept Islam. She went to Adi and she told him that, oh Adi, what generosity are we talking about? What generosity have you seen in our father? Go and look at the generosity of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hadrat Adi came and then he accepted Islam. So when a person is generous, it becomes a means of da'wah. It becomes a means of spreading of Islam. And at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forget about Muslims. Before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or at the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forget about Muslims. Even the non-Muslims used to give. Even the non-Muslims used to assist a lot of people. One last story, inshallah, I will finish the bayan. You know, there was one king by the name of Khusr Parvez. This man is the same man who was sent a letter by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to accept Islam. The king at that time, he tore the letter at first, but later on he accepted Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his kingdom such a vast kingdom. He made him such a great ruler. So this story is about this man. This Khusr Parvez was seated in his palace with his wife, with the Ministry of Home Affairs, which we all have at our home. He was seated with his wife. A fisherman came. And a fisherman came with a fish, and he gave it to this king. So the king told his people, give him 4,000 dinar. You know how much is 4,000 dinar? That is in millions of kwacha. Millions of kwacha just for one fish. So when he said, give him 4,000 dinar, the wife poked him. You know, 4,000 for such a small fish. What are you doing? So the king said that, look, I'm the king. Once I give, I cannot take it back. I cannot take it back. So the wife said, I have one solution for you. You know, you ask him if the fish is a male or female. If he says it is a male, you tell him I wanted a female fish. If he says it is a female fish, you tell him I wanted a male fish. So the king called him again. And he asked him, what is the gender of your fish? So the fisherman said, it is both male and female. So the king said, give him another 4,000 dirham. So now another 4,000 dirham, the wife is more angry. SubhanAllah, from 4 to 8. Now this fisherman started going. As he was going, one coin from the coins which he was taking dropped on the floor. So this fisherman, you know, a man, a human is haris. He's greedy. Even if he's going with all those coins, he didn't leave one coin behind. He went and he picked it up. So the wife said to the king, look at him, how greedy he is. He's not even leaving one coin behind. So the king said, okay, call him back. So the king called him back and he asked him, why didn't you even leave one coin behind? So the fisherman replied that, oh my king, this coin has your picture on it. If it stays on the floor, someone has to step on it, it will be disrespectful. It is disrespectful. So I picked it up, that there is the picture of my king on the coin. So the king said, give him another 4,000 dinar. SubhanAllah, even the non-Muslims at that time used to give. So we should be from those people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to practice on whatever has been said. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.